I guess means if there's any young people. There's the young people's meeting. I don't know if there are today. Dismissed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So this, maybe if everyone's getting the holy word for morning revival, maybe those of us who have it, maybe we could read the title for the conference. It says, Knowing, Experiencing, and Enjoying Christ as Revealed in Philippians. It's just a book title. So, Knowing, Experiencing, and Enjoying Christ as Revealed in Philippians.
Amen.
So I think this week we're at the conclusion. And so maybe we could read all together with a strong spirit. We could say the title. It's very simple. Attaining to the out resurrection. One more time. Attaining to the out resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm actually just going to read a few verses. This is from the scripture reading, but this is Philippians 3:10-14. So it says, To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if perhaps I may attain to the out resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue. Actually, maybe we could read 14 altogether. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward.
Amen.
So this morning, I feel like this is kind of a hard topic to share on. But I think I was just burdened about three things. Well, one is just seeing what is the out resurrection, right?
Amen.
What is this that Paul attained to? Actually, there's a whole long, these verses, he says, if perhaps I may attain to the out resurrection, right? So what does this mean? And then also, there's this matter of the goal and the prize, which we see kind of brought out in the outline. And also the final thing is just there's a necessity here, which I'm not sure, I didn't quite realize, but there's a matter of necessity. So maybe just really briefly, if you have the outline, let's read the first three Roman numerals, just the point. So one, the out resurrection refers to the outstanding resurrection, the extra resurrection, which will be a prize to the overcoming saints. Two, for Paul to live was Christ as the out resurrection. Three, our Christian life has a goal, and this goal is the out resurrection, the extraordinary resurrection. Amen. So actually, first we have to see, actually there's this matter of, right, there's actually not just, we say the resurrection, right? There's a sense in which it's referring to the what is to come, right? Because actually I think there's verses in Hebrews 11:35 speaks of a better resurrection, right?
Amen.
And then we know in Revelation, right, there'll be two resurrections, right? Amen. Even the dead will be resurrected. So this matter, this word in Philippians, ek resurrection, right, out, it's only used this one time in the whole Bible.
Yes.
And there's a certain sense which I don't know if I can really convey, but I feel like, actually, I was reading the life study of Philippians, really, there's a Brother Lee has a really great utterance for this portion, and also it's brought out in the morning revival.
Amen.
Actually, I think he gives this sort of a definition of the out as a resurrection that he gives. So he says to be in the out resurrection means to leave everything of the old creation and to be brought into God.
Amen.
Wow, I just think that's marvelous.
Amen.
There's a contrast, right? When we think of the resurrection, actually, maybe we, you know, in the New Testament, Lazarus was resurrected, right? Actually, even in the Old Testament, some were resurrected. But actually, this was completely in the old creation.
Right.
When Lazarus came back, there was nothing of God imparted into him, right? Actually, this was just resurrection life. Or this was him being resurrected in the old creation.
Right.
But actually, So this matter of the out-resurrection, it's out of the old creation.
Amen.
Actually, and this is just Christ, right?
Yes.
Christ as a man. Actually, he was in the old creation. He was the firstborn of all creation.
Right.
Right? But then he passed through death. Actually, when he resurrected, there's a fully, actually, in the life that he lived, which I think is really brought out, he always lived a life of dying to himself, right?
Right.
He didn't live by even this natural life, but he lived by the Father, right? He lived actually according to this resurrection life. It's actually, I think in 2a, it says, the Christ who lived in Paul is the one who, in his own person, is the reality of the out-resurrection.
Amen.
Actually, the out-resurrection is just Christ. And so in a sense, when Paul says, actually says, for me to live is Christ, actually this is referring to Christ as the out-resurrection, right? And so, Lord Jesus. And so Paul had this aspiration, right, that he would attain. And so to attain means to arrive at. Right? So actually there's this sense of a goal. And so the next thing I, anyway, just the Lord touched me about was this matter of the goal and the prize. So maybe we could read actually 4, 5, and 6, these Roman numerals. Maybe brothers on 4, sisters on 5, and all together on 6. The result of being conformed to Christ's death is that we may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead. To arrive at the out-resurrection indicates that our entire being is gradually and continually resurrected. Praise the Lord. So there's actually so much here. There's way too much for me to cover in a tiny portion of it. The Lord Jesus. Actually, I think it's really good in the life study. He brings out this matter of the goal versus the prize, right? Because actually, in verse, I believe 14, right, it says, I pursue toward the goal for the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the goal here is to attain to the out-resurrection.
Amen.
And actually, this is just to have a living that is not his natural life, but to have a living that is just Christ.
Amen.
This is actually what he was attaining to in this life. And so in a sense, we could say this is the goal, right? And actually, as Christians, we should know what the goal of our life is, right? Our goal is to live Christ.
Amen.
But that's a life that's completely not in the old creation, but according to the new creation, right? It's according to Christ as the out-resurrection, right? And I just appreciate it. Actually, we need to, you know, if we're, if we're running like a marathon or something, actually, it's very possible we're not on the right track, right? So we need to be on the right track.
Right.
But then, actually, there's a goal. Right, and we pursue toward the goal.
Right.
And then, you know, actually once we get to the goal, there's a prize. But the first thing is we have to know what the goal is so we can run toward it, right? And the goal for us is to live this out. Actually, it's really profound. It's actually to live this out today, right?
Yeah.
So it's the out-resurrection is not just, right? It's not just, there's the prize, right? But actually, there's the goal that we are living in today.
Amen.
Actually, and in our daily life, we should have this aspiration. Actually, Paul said he wasn't sure that he had arrived yet, but he pursued, right?
Yeah.
So we should have this, we are attaining to, we are really striving for, to this goal of the out-resurrection.
Amen.
And I, you know, I really, there's a lot here, and actually, I think you have, in the context, there's a certain way which this has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not my burden this morning, but I hope the saints will actually really all expound this, because actually this is completely a matter of remaining in the death of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Being conformed to the mold of his death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is so much related to our living, and to our everyday life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and then finally, maybe we read the last Roman numeral together.
We
need to be conformed to Christ's death so that by any means we may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead. This is the only way for the Lord to go on in his recovery, the only way to build up his church, and the only way for the bride to make herself ready, and the only way to redeem the world. Wow. This is amazing, right? Actually, this is why I feel like there's a necessity. The Lord needs this. Actually, if none of us are running towards the goal, who will be there, right? Will the Lord ever have what he's after? Will he ever have his bride? It's actually the Lord needs us to have this, to attain to the out resurrection. Even today, our living today should be, we should attain to the out resurrection.
Amen.
Actually, to live Christ as the out as the reality of the out resurrection. Oh Lord Jesus,
amen.
I just pray really maybe really see more of what's on the Lord's heart concerning this matter. Really, how much he needs this today.
Yeah.
He really needs this in all of us.
Right.
So praise the Lord. There's so much here. I really hope all the saints can bring out our portion and what we've experienced for the week.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just follow our brothers of fellowship. So my question here is, we are talking about kind of a very important aspect, right?
Right.
Actually, it's so important, so big. It's almost beyond the human language you can reach.
Mm.
You know, resurrection. It's you just think about it. It's very hard to talk about it. So now, if we want to talk about it, we want to pin down to experience. So I think, I look at the audience. I think all of you are old enough to experience this one way or the other.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you, have you ever experienced like a resurrection in your life?
Mm.
Okay. So now, before we talk about resurrection, we should talk about death.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way mm-hmm. it went through. None of us like death. None of us like it. However, in the reality is, that's the reality of life.
Mm-hmm.
We are all wonderfully made. Now, having said that, it's no joke. Like even we can see, our eyes are masterpiece. You know, only eyes are masterpiece. So we are wonderfully made. However, every one of us has a deadly explosive. Where? Just in us. That's also truth. But the Bible told us, everyone sinned. So we should not worship any human being or any outside thing. Every one of us has a sin inside us. It's a deadly explosive. Once the sin kicked in and overcame us, we are either sick or we are mad, we are out of shape. And it was terrible. It was like death. So I honestly experienced that. I experienced death. So with that come out resurrection. With that, we can really experience like God as a spirit. Right? So now looking back to Bible, the Bible gives a very, very good example. Apostle Peter. So I honestly believe Peter pursued the Lord with his heart, sincerely. Guess what? He has that deadly things inside him. He even did not know until the moment Jesus was put to cross and revealed to Peter. Now Peter, what did Peter do? He cried. Peter was a skilled fisherman, a man. He should not cry. But he cried because he realized inside himself there's something. He was defeated. He was defeated terribly. He thought he could do it. He would have died with Christ. But in reality, he failed terribly. But the Bible revealed just one way or the other, the Lord restored him. So this Peter, he had a resurrection life. He had the power to preach the thousands and save thousands with that power. So I said, you know, we all should be honest to God. I think when we experience that death, that's the moment we just come to the God saying,
Amen.
God, yes, I failed. I completely failed. I lose. However, the point is I'm not looking to myself.
Amen.
I'm looking to my God.
Amen.
Yes, I failed, but by trusting God, God will lead me to a resurrection.
Amen.
And we can all experience this out resurrection.
Amen.
And our belief will not never be a shallow
right.
or fake
right.
or self-righteousness.
Amen.
Our belief is only on God and on Christ alone.
Amen.
May God bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, this is a very sobering word, continuation of all the others. Brother, and we see that the out resurrection is a special portion. Right? It is, he even compared it to, you know, honors when you graduate, the highest honors. Yeah. And I enjoy this the sobering word that we are in the process of passing out of the old creation
Amen.
Into the new creation in an experiential way.
Amen.
We already have passed, right, by regeneration, but the experience is lacking. And one thing is that we are destined for this out-resurrection.
Amen.
We are destined for this. And the brother was very serious in bringing out the fact that there is this process taking place in our being,
Amen.
And that we may not realize it, and that we may not be too keen on what's happening, but that there are many saints, and myself included, who to some extent are inwardly experiencing in their spirit the Christ being described in this message. We may have experiences in which we know that something is going on,
right.
but may not know what. However, when our mind is set on the Spirit,
right.
this life enlightens us, right?
Amen.
And that this is the point. He said there are brothers and sisters who have been in the process of out resurrection
Amen.
For quite some time. The Lord would enlighten us to realize that this is what is taking place, and that this realization will comfort us.
Amen.
And a point that when we do not allow, you know, the Lord would not cease. He will not cease ministering to us, mm-hmm. training us and perfecting us and shepherding us. Mm-hmm. But we need to let him. And he said, he will not cease ministering to us. And if we do not let the Lord through in working these things into our being,
Amen.
You know, even in these difficult circumstances,
right.
he will give us up.
Right.
And he will not violate our will. And he will just let you go. And he mentioned somebody that that had a lot of experiences, and a lot of things were happening, one thing after another. It was a lot. It was just too much, right? And I can say that myself. This is my experience, that it is too much. I tell the Lord, Lord, this is too much. I can't. I just can't anymore. And so that this... Then one day the Lord told this brother, you know, he stopped the dealing. And then the brother was happy. He was happy that the dealing had stopped. But he said, we may pass through heartbreaking situations and experiencing losses beyond description. However, simultaneously deep within, the resurrection power is operating. If we experience this, death will not control us.
Right. Amen.
Death will have no power
Amen.
Over us.
Amen.
That death did not control me, and death cannot hold the resurrection
right.
life.
Amen.
For the Lord will not let me go unless I not allow him. I have the option
Amen.
To not allow him, and I don't want the Lord to let me go. I just thought about this, and,
Amen.
You know, Lord, please don't let me go. You know, as hard as this is so hard.
Amen.
And, but I need, you know, let the Lord enlighten me that he wants to take me into the out resurrection.
Amen.
You know, I don't want the Lord to come back and leave me here. I don't want to be left here in this horrible world. There is nothing in this world, nothing,
right,
nothing that I desire. And
amen,
that we need to continue living day by day, right? We need to live a normal life.
Amen.
But within that life, that would nothing would hold us, that
right,
there would be nothing that could hold us back.
Amen.
In this life that we would love so much.
Amen.
And so my prayer is that the Lord would not let me go, and that I would allow him to continue this process.
Amen.
To bring me into the out resurrection.
Amen.
I was really impressed by day 4, because when we talk about this matter of the out resurrection, there's also this matter of the natural life. Brother Lee says, when I was young, I wondered why it seemed difficult for Paul to reach the goal. I thought that the persecutions he suffered made this difficult. But he jumps later and says that actually the real hindrance is his natural concepts, the natural life, the natural zeal.
Right.
Although you may not speak in an evil, slanderous way, your talk may be natural. You may speak many positive things, but your words may be spoken in a natural way, not in resurrection. And this is really striking. It is easy to improve our character, behavior, ethics, or morality, but it is extremely difficult to live in resurrection.
Right.
And for me, it's pretty easy to throw around like terms like what's natural, natural life, resurrection life. But I really feel like for each one of us, what that actually means from the Lord is personal to our situation. And the Lord has, as Hebrews 4:12 says, the Lord has to divide our soul from our spirit.
Amen.
I was really struck by this because this morning I was kind of frustrated about a certain matter, and I was just spending time with the Lord. And the Lord actually touched me, causing me to see, Jerry, your view of your life, the way you act, all these different things, is too low. It's too shallow. Especially in the context of the Lord's second coming. I was, the word kind of quickened, what was it, 2 Timothy 4, where basically Paul mentions the Lord will recompense those who have loved his appearing. Because he was one who loved his appearing, Paul. But I was touched, Lord, do I love your appearing? Not just merely I'm longing for your return in the future, but even his appearing to me right now in view of that. And I don't know how it's connected, but I genuinely believe that this matter of experiencing death and resurrection, to be brought into the resurrection life, has a lot to do with our view. What are we looking towards? Especially
Amen.
Towards the Lord's second coming.
Yeah.
I feel like the Lord was touching me. You have your own standards of doing certain things, of conducting yourself in your personal life, how you deal with others. In a sense, we're free from the law, but I still have many self-made laws that I put on myself. And the Lord was touching me. That is way too low of a standard. And even if I succeed, What does that do? That's certainly not living in the out resurrection for sure. So then I was praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting me fail at meeting my own standards, to show me that only the resurrection life is really what the Lord wants. The Lord, and I really appreciate what Scott said. It kind of clicked in me. Out resurrection means you're brought out of the old
creation.
Amen. Amen.
You could be resurrected, like, I mean, I'm sure if you saw somebody get resurrected in this age, it would be an incredible miracle. But it's already happened, even in the Old Testament. But what the Lord wants is not merely just to be resurrected in the old creation. He wants us to be resurrected out of the old creation.
Right.
So anyways, may the Lord really have mercy on us. And I'm really thankful that the Lord is still shining on us, still
Amen.
Speaking to us today.
Amen.
Amen. I also enjoy the Thursday's message that Jesus said to him, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live.
That's right.
I have, you know, we just went through this, project, our kitchen was completely done. I don't know if it's that's really related, but I feel in my mind I was like, you know, sitting here listening to the saints sharing. I feel, Lord, you know, I think you're using this opportunity to speak to me. Because, you know, those workers were like extremely efficient. They came in, boom, 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 half day, like they knocked down everything, you know, all just gone. And I mean, although we have very, very tiny kitchen, but, you know, and then, you know, a few days later, eventually it was done. Everything was new. So, you know, I'm thinking, why I am still trying to, like, you know, prove myself or, you know, do all those things. Because those are old creation. The Lord doesn't want anything to do with the old creation. But then if I just trying to do according to myself, you know, a lot of times when the things comes on, you know, my first impression, okay, how can I solve this, you know, number one, number two, number three. But, you know, I was just touched by the message that the brother Lee mentioned. We must endeavor to arrive at the goal. Right. During our lifetime.
Amen.
So our goal, you know, like, you know, at our age, I mean, you know, looking around, most of them are young generation. You know, what's our goal? You know, we went through all the things that everybody went through, right? You marry, you had kids, you raised a family, you worked. You know, so look, it seems to all worldly, you may not have anything like a real goal. But praise the Lord, doesn't matter our age. You know, sometimes I feel, you know, very down, like, okay, you know, I'll never make it to the, you know, the overcomer, you know, just one day maybe, you know, when I see the Lord. But, you know, praise the Lord, we can always forget things behind.
Amen.
Just reaching forward to the things, you know, before us. Amen. We must endeavor.
Yes.
Arriving at the goal during our lifetime.
Amen. Amen.
I echo with Jerry. I really appreciate this morning when Dr. Scott presented this message. Wow. I feel like we are Lord's regarding, we have a bright future. Wow. This generation, how they present this message, how they present the crucial appointment. Because especially the whole world, everybody against the recovery virgin. Because only recovery virgin present the truth.
That's
talk
right.
About this crucial world.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Resurrection.
Right.
Right.
Only come to the Bible once. Hallelujah. Echo.
Right.
Oh, Scott, he mentioned this one too. If you talk of the regular the resurrection, that's another... great world.
Yep.
Although only come to the Bible 42 times. Mm-hmm. But this one, only once.
Right.
Is enough. Why he's special? He put the Greek words, X, E, X, I, just like entrance, X, mean mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. Only recovering urgent present this truth.
Amen.
Davi, never say, talk about this. Davi only say resurrection. Confused with the other one. Even the Americans, they have an authorized version. Authorized version. They say this. Nobody beat. They didn't mention about this. And the King James, wow, a couple hundred years ago, they didn't talk about this out resurrection. Amen? You remember the scar also put the two, a system reference. The other one is the last Bible talk about the resurrection. I read for you is the day one. He said, verse 26, 42 times, the last one talk about the resurrection. He said, blessed and holy is he who has a part the second death, but has no authority, but they will be priests of the God. You see down here, he said, a blessed and a holy is who has a part of the first resurrection.
Amen.
You talk about the resurrection. This is the, talk about the past, first death and the second resurrection. There's a, also, Scott mentioned about the Hebrew chapter 11 and 35. That's a crucial verse. So that's just, you see that he talk about the woman and, receive their death. by resurrection. This talk about the first resurrection. But the last one, he talk, Hebrew talk about better resurrection. That means we be talking here is an out resurrection.
Amen.
Wow. I feel, wow. We can die today. We have a bright second generation. Hallelujah. Continue. Present the good truth. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I want to follow our brother Joe regarding this out resurrection. Praise the Lord. You know, Brother Joe started with a good word study, right? actually, I was also, you know, when I was reading this this week, I was also like looking into this word. Because our resurrection is not a common word, right?
That's
what does it
right.
mean, right? Resurrection is a resurrection, we all know. But our resurrection, it's not saying outstanding resurrection, but our resurrection. So I went back to like the concordance, and I actually found exactly like what Brother Joe was saying. No other Bible versions actually mention this out resurrection. If you go to like the Strong's out concordance, it just pretty much just explains Christ's resurrection. I mean, the fact of resurrection. But in fact, the Greek word, you know, the resurrection is anastasis. But this here is used as ex anastasis, you know. So there is a distinction here. And even Paul was saying that he may gain our resurrection. So, at that time he wasn't that sure. But then we know towards the end, because that this book was written about 3 years before his martyrdom, right? We know that the Second Timothy was the one that wrote shortly before his martyrdom. That was 3 years later. But in Second Timothy, we know that Paul has the assurance. He said there is a crown of righteousness prepared for him, right? So I'm pretty sure that he at that time he has the assurance that he has gained Christ fully, right? He has gained this out resurrection. He was one with Christ in his resurrection. Even that he is going to be martyred, he know that he will enjoy this top portion. Actually also was, this week it was also, we were reading Matthew 63 or 64 of the Right Life Study, right? And it was mentioned exactly. I was mentioning so much, right? So closely with the five prudent virgins, right? They enjoyed the top portion. They were dining right with the bridegroom, right? So they are the one. Obviously, they were the one that are prudent. Even during that lifetime, they were one with Christ. They had their spirit was filled with oil, but their whole vessel. Right, they have oil within them. So that means their soul has been transformed. We're full of oil, right? So they have been going through the death and resurrection, right? In order to be filled with the spirit, we know that, you know, our natural, you know, soul will not be able to contain the spirit, right? It'd be really against the Lord. So that's why it's so difficult, right? Because our natural tendency is always against the filling of the spirit. So I really feel like this week, you know, it's so important, right? This burden. Of course, I was just following a brother. I think that's really not the burden of the whole message. The burden of the message is really for us, our Christians, to really set a goal.
Amen.
Our goal is really high, right? The goal is the our resurrection. I mean, sometimes I have to think that our Lord's parenting style is raising up our kids really a high bar, because the bar is himself, right?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But then his way of raising us up is full of compassion, full of mercy, full of love, right? Of course, sometimes he chastises us, right? And when we fail. But our Lord is really, you know, setting the goal, you know. So this is actually has to be our goal, right? And I was very much warned by this point five in day four. It says concerning attaining to the our resurrection, we need to ask an important question: can we reach the goal of the our resurrection in this age, or can we only run the race and hope to reach the goal in the coming age? Sometimes I think we may have this kind of a opportunistic kind of thinking. Oh, if I don't attain it, maybe next age, even in the darkness, maybe I'm able to. Sorry, here it says, sorry, you know, there will be no our resurrection in that in that's in you know in 1,000 years. So if we wanted to attain, this is only our lifetime is the only chance. This is the one time, you know. Sorry, amen. Praise the Lord.
Take up too much time.
Amen. So I appreciate that brothers and sisters mentioned about this race we have to run. So there is a necessity. You know, the Rutgers Big Chill is coming. And one of my colleagues, she is very into it. So she invites us to go together. And she said, oh, you know, register. So then I went on the website. First of all, I said, $35? I can just, you know, walk outside. Why do I need to pay, you know, $35? And then I saw there is a virtual option. So you actually can run virtually. You know, you can choose a place and you just run, and you can do it within 10 days. You actually don't have to go in person. So then, you know, then I met with her again. I said, oh, you know, I actually don't think I actually just don't have the motivation. And she was like, Ping, you need to go in person. We need to come together. We need to run together. So I think that even in the world, we know that, you know, we have to come together. Amen. So I really hope that this message is a reminder and also an encouragement that we all need to run this race together.
Amen.
And in person. So, in the message, it says that actually there are different types of resurrection, right? We really should not think that, oh, you know, as long as we can be resurrected, that is okay. Because even non-believers, they are going to be resurrected, right? And then among the believers, there are common ways, right? They are also, like Brother was sharing, out resurrection. And what is the definition of out resurrection? It actually says that every part of our being will be resurrected. Every part of our being.
Amen.
So when we were baptized, our spirit, you know, was kind of like activated, functioning. And then our soul had to be, you know, has to be transformed. Right, our will, our mind, our emotion, and then even our body need to be resurrected. And I really appreciate in the message it says that, you know, just like Brother Eugene shared, it's a process from the day we were baptized until the goal. It's really a process. It's not, you know, happening in one day. So that is really very experiential, meaning that, you know, day by day, we really need to have this willingness to allow the Lord to work in us. And also actually Brother mentioned about, you know, sometimes we feel that, oh, you know, all these things are spiritual. We are in a meeting, so we are spiritual. Actually, Brother says that not necessary. Sometimes we feel that the things are spiritual, but if we are not in the spirit, it's actually not spiritual.
Yes.
So we really need to turn to the Lord and to be conformed to His death.
Amen.
So, Lord.
Praise the Lord. This week is difficult to share, but it's an encouragement for all of us to run the race.
Amen.
To have a life that is of resurrections. We all know that in our human beings, we have three lives. We have sin that is in our flesh, and we have spirit in our, God's spirit in our spirit. And when we live in our natural life, therefore mentioned, the result is anxiety. The characteristic of natural life is anxiety. When our mind is set in our flesh, it's anxiety. Right now, in this message, it's encouraged us to set our mind in the spirit.
Amen.
Only the spirit that is have the capacity and have the strength to live in the out of resurrections.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
that we have been baptized and God's Spirit already live in us. Mm-hmm. Right now is in our daily life. Daily life, we need to set our mind in the Spirit. It's day by day. It's continual process. Out of resurrection is not immediate process become spiritual. Brother Lee mentioned, I still remember that he mentioned that might be he is humble. He said in his daily life, only 30% of his life is in the Spirit. But God smells. I think it's more than that. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need, when we set our mind, when we renew in our daily life, when we gain Christ in our daily life, we are out of resurrection.
Amen.
We cannot come immediately to all our spirit, soul, and body out of resurrection. It's
right.
Continual process. And
right.
Paul wants to achieve that one.
Right.
Want to achieve the whole body out of resurrections.
Right.
In order to be molded this morning before we come, in order to be molded up to the death of Christ, to experience out of resurrection. Brother Lee mentioned it's just like making a cake.
Right.
When we make a cake, there is a flour, is us. We need an oil, we need an egg, and we need oil, egg, and milk. That is the, Brother Lee mentioned, that is the Trinity. We need to be saturated with the Trinity of God in the flour. When in mixing, oh Lord, we experience all the suffering. Because we have to live our natural life, to be molded into the death of Christ. So what we need to do, brothers and sisters, our daily need to be saturated with Christ.
Amen.
So we can cooperate with Christ to live in the Spirit. Not
Amen.
Only to cooperate with Christ, but also cooperate with brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Because this one is on not individual race,
right.
Brothers and sisters.
Right.
All of us go together.
Amen.
Exercise together.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, since I just wanted to share something that very touched when Brother Lee was sharing it. I can't remember which training. But he said that we need to keep eating from the tree of life.
Amen.
Unfortunately, we keep eating from the tree of knowledge. He said not only do we keep eating from the tree of knowledge, we're even fertilizing this tree. You know, we're fertilizing it. So I just am really touched by this message. I was very much touched
right.
by Brother Scott
right.
shared, you know, this verse. I pursue toward the goal for the prize. Pursue toward the goal. And the goal is different than the prize. According to this recovery version, the goal is the fullest enjoyment
right.
and gaining of Christ
right.
today. We can do that in our daily living,
yeah.
in our relationships with others, in our relationship with one another. We can have this fullest enjoyment. And the prize is something different. The prize is the uttermost enjoyment of Christ in the millennial kingdom as a reward to the victorious runners of the New Testament race.
Amen.
And you know, something that I've been really touched with, you know, I've been pondering about this matter about racing, running, because Apostle Paul keeps using the word, you know, about running, about attaining, and the goal, the prize.
Right.
And then he says, pursue,
right.
pursuing, you know. Brother Lee shared, you know, the difference between Brother Job, the book of Job,
right.
and Apostle Paul is, Apostle Paul has this desire to keep pursuing, running. He never feels he's attained.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't feel he's been perfected
wow.
yet. But Job is complacent. Job is content.
Right.
Job felt that he had arrived.
Oh.
And God was very concerned. Because Job, according to God now, saints, not according to you or me, according to God, Job was perfect in his natural life. He was perfect. He was the perfect denomination Christian.
Mm.
He always goes to church every Sunday. He always offers to God, even offers for his children, because he worries his children doesn't offer. Mm. But Brother Lee, just recently, I'm listening to the training of Job. Brother Lee shared that Job's worship towards God was fear, out of fear for God. But Apostle Paul was out of love, desiring his appearing, and therefore always pursuing. So then it always comes back, seems, to the first love. You know, what do we love the most today? But I do know, saints, that, you know, in high school I used to run a lot. My brother, my older brother, runs a lot. So I also run with him. And we have races in our high school. And I always remember when you run, I always look at the finishing line. I don't look at the runners on either side. You look at the runners on either side, you will never finish the race. And you will definitely not run, get the prize. So, yes, it is a corporate race, Brother O and Sister Payne, but it's also an individual race. So many times in my church life, I've been in the church life now for over 35 years, there have been many saints who have fallen out of the race. So be careful. Keep your eyes on the Lord, on the prize.
Right. Amen.
And keep looking at this, or this sister has gone to somewhere else. And that brother is somewhere else, and that family is out of the church line. You keep looking at that, you will be out. Within 10 years, you will not be.
Amen.
So, I have survived so because the goal, the prize, the
Amen.
Lord's face.
That's right.
Amen.
Looking towards Him.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, I was so supplied by your stance, sharing your spirit and your life. Hopefully I can be still represent the younger generation. So I was so enjoyed that this term of resurrection is a person. From John 11, right, when Martha and Mary, they're so sad about their brother Lazarus, when they complained to the Lord that they wanted the Lord come earlier, but the Lord said, He is resurrection, right? He
yes.
is life.
Amen.
He said, I am resurrection and the life. Mm-hmm. So actually, I don't know if they understand this, but at that point, Lord already revealed that resurrection is a person.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about all resurrection,
right.
we need to come
Amen.
To this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of like, in the past week, I was a little bit depressed. It's very weird because I stopped taking class and I should be relieved. But why I'm more depressed? I was talking with my wife because I have more free time. What should I do? Should I take more class or pursue a better career or something like that? Then I realized that my focus is blurry. Like our sister sharing, my focus is not on Lord.
Mm.
So when I'm seeking something else, like, what should I go after this? After I stop taking class, what should I pursue? I kind of forgot to ask the Lord first. So I was just depressed. That's a feeling of death. But my wife, praise the Lord, my wife reminded me that whatever you pursue, you have to pursue that with the Lord.
Amen.
You have to ask the Lord first.
Yes.
So the second day when I drive to my life in the morning, I have a sorrow dealing with the Lord. I pray to the Lord a lot. Even I cry to the Lord. I feel like, wow, I just repent to the Lord. Lord, I think I missed my goal, missed my mark during all this. And the Lord is so soft, and He said, it's okay. And this is, you know, as a person, as a young working saint, pursuing a career or doing your work, it's all logistic, right? Mm. But the point is, are you doing it with the Lord?
Right.
I feel like Lord doesn't, I ask the Lord, Paul said he count everything as lost. Does that mean I have to put on my job or put on this and that? No, that doesn't mean that. You still need to do your work, do your best, okay? But the point is, you need to do it with more, with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, some days we will have all these things, but do you have the Lord?
Right.
If you don't have Lord, and in the past 10 or 20 years, you may achieve your career goal, you have your, you have pretty much, materially, you can have everything properly. Mm-hmm. But does this time comes, that we can Lord? I think that's a, that's very, that's our goal. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to gain Christ in everything.
Amen.
In our working, in our daily life, in our family life.
Amen.
And that's this person. It's out resurrection. And we can just experience this out resurrection today and now.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Oh, aren't we so thankful for our brother Paul? I just feel like if we do not have the word, we would not be able to unlock, right? All of these mysteries. And when I got to day four, actually the question, right? I'm pretty sure most of us read it. What's the goal, right? Is it something that we wait until we, you know, die and, you know, resurrect and obtain? But it's something of today. And I just want to speak a little bit more, you know, for like our younger saints. How, from my own experience of failure, how important it is to come to the Lord, right? To come to the Word. If we're not in the Word, then everything that we're sharing today, it just comes in and goes out because we do not understand. But I just really appreciate that we started, right, resurrection at the time of when we were baptized. But we see in 2 Corinthians 5:17. So then if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away, behold, they have become new. So the key word here is in. So when we receive the Lord, we're no longer, right, in the old creation, but now we're in the new creation. And when we are baptized, we really enter into the process of resurrection, right? And as many have shared, it's something that we do day by day. And then with this resurrection, right, there comes a process. So many times we talk about transformation and how transformation is not something just one time, but it's a continual process that we undergo, right, with the same goal, trying to, you know, reach our resurrection. But then we often hear being conformed to Christ's death. And so I feel that the key word here to live, to be in resurrection, is to die. And I feel like nobody wants to die. But if we don't have a sense of death, if we don't have a feeling that, you know, we are not dying to something, in this case, Christ, then we really cannot really appreciate being in resurrection. And for that, John 12:24 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and it dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." And here we see the pattern of the Lord Jesus. Because during his human life, when he was undergoing transformation, he was also undergoing confirmation in the death of Christ. And that means that he didn't do things on his natural being. He did things according to God. So when he loved people, when he cared for people, when he shepherded others, he was not doing it in his life, in his natural life. But he was doing it in the life of God. The Lord never did nothing for himself. And we can always, you know, we can always pray, "Lord, I want to be conformed to your death. Like you, I want to live a crucified life." We often say, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'm crucified, you know, I'm crucified with Christ. It's not me that live, but it's Christ that lives in me." But how much of this verses are real and experiential to us? And just a while ago we were talking about being rooted and having our roots go deeper. And if our roots are just superficial, then we will fail, right? We will not have much to minister to others. But I just really appreciate that we can come to Christ day by day to attain this goal, that we can be conformed to Christ day by day. We don't have to be nice just because, "Oh, Adi's nice." We don't have to be loving, "Oh, because she's loving." But how much of this is really in resurrection? Right. How much of this is really in Christ? And I'm just very encouraged and at the same time exposed that these years that I've been, you know, in the Lord, as I have conscience, maybe 15 till now, what have I been doing? And how much have I been allowing the Lord to be the one working after me? How much do I remain in his death? And I just appreciate that confirmation is the issue, is the result of our transformation in Christ. So it's not just a transformation of inward
inward feelings inwardly in the Lord, but confirmation is the whole transformation of our whole body, spirit, soul, and body. We are three parts, saints, so we don't just want our mind to be renewed, right, like Romans says, but we want our bodies to be renewed. We want our mind, our spirit, our soul, and body so that we can attain this out resurrection. And I'm just so excited and so encouraged today that I praise the Lord for this mercy towards us, and I really just pray to the Lord that this week, starting today, starting, you know, it's not that I promise something because I'm still flesh, but that the Lord will give me a deeper appreciation for His death, for His resurrection, and for this out resurrection, saying this is a special portion. This is not just something random, but I'm just so excited that we can have this special portion, and I just really hope that, you know, through the pattern of you more mature saints, the young ones, we can really just cling to ourselves to you, just like we cling to ourselves to the Lord, and just really pick up those crystals that we can have an extra aid to run this race together. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I feel like as Christians, you know, it's easy to, I think that's a good thing, it's easy to kind of undervalue our human life in the face of an eternal life, an eternity with the Lord, right? It's easy to say, well, our time on this earth is just a brief sojourn. And it's easy to see this in the way we make decisions. And like the other day, I was talking to my brother about some big life transitions, as there are when you're my age. And you make decisions that affect the rest of your life, right? Like work and career and other things. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, you only have one life, so you have to live it well, right? And it's like, I was considering, oh, well, actually, but I know that I'm going to have an eternal life. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I think that's a really good thing. But what actually struck me this week, and what Brother Minjin was sharing earlier, actually, we look on day 4, and it says, some may think that we must wait until the coming age to reach a goal, but we do not arrive at the goal in this age, we shall not attain to it in the next age.
Right.
And I think this week, what really struck me the most is the fact that, you know, saints, there's only one opportunity to receive this extra portion.
Right.
And saints, I just realized, actually, if anything, this human life that we have now, these 50 or 70 or however many years the Lord gives us, actually, this is so much more precious than I ever considered. And I'm glad that as Christians, you know, we're free to, you know, when it comes to making these big decisions, right, we don't have to focus on the things that the world focuses on, right? Because we know that we're pursuing towards the goal. We know that our only view is Christ. You know, we don't care about these other things, but saints, at the same time, this human life is precious.
Amen.
Because this time that we have on the earth, this is the only opportunity we have to achieve and pursue towards the out resurrection.
Amen.
And so maybe we don't worry about, oh, like, what kind of job will I take? What career path do I take? Who will I marry? These things, in a sense, they don't matter as much because we know we have the Lord.
Amen.
We know we seek the Lord first. But saints, this is my one opportunity to express Christ, in the out resurrection, to express Christ as my love for others, to express Christ as my entire being.
Amen.
Because if I don't do it now in the next 50 or 60 or however many years I have, I never get another chance to achieve this extra portion.
Amen.
This is the one time we have. And so I guess what I was taken aback by this week and what really touched me was actually, saints, I'm realizing, and I'm glad I'm realizing it now, that this is my one chance. This is my one chance to do this. And if I don't do it, I don't want to regret it for eternity.
Yeah.
Saints, because this extra portion, this will have eternal value.
Amen.
I will have this portion for eternity.
Amen.
And so, in the same way that we don't worry about these things on the earth because of eternity, at the same time we also have to see, oh, actually though, this is my one chance to make this my portion for eternity.
Amen.
So saints, this is, I don't know if that made sense, but saints, I was just so touched. We need to have a view towards eternity, and for that reason, we see the value of this brief human sojourn.
Amen.
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 Yes.
I'll be very short and quick because Paul and Emily, this will be their last time in Church in Piscataway, and they're moving tomorrow. So I really want to share something, not just for you, but our experience. Like day 4, we keep, you know, mentioning about this. I did ask myself this the same question: Do I run this race for this goal at this age, or I'm running and waiting for, you know, the coming age. But the answer, I answer myself to the Lord is, I run, and I want to continue to run. But I'm weak, you know, many times I fail. But day six says, to arrive this up resurrection indicates that our entire being is gradually and continually resurrected. So therefore it says a strong word there. It says, oh, how, you know, he knows from his experience. So that's why he said in 121, says, to me, to live is Christ. The other half is to die is gain. I just experienced, you know, many, many failures, but I really encourage, but Brother Lee also mentioned about he's anxious about his health, you know. He prayed and this and that, but he was kind of resurrected, and then shortly, come back again, that the anxious. So he said the natural life, you know, our, he learned the greatest hindrance is our natural life with its thoughts and habits. At the end of that day, day four says, if a certain deed is not in resurrection, we should not do it. If a certain word is not in resurrection, we should not say it.
Right.
The question is not whether a particular thing is right or wrong, but whether or not it is in resurrection. Even our love needs to be in resurrection.
Yeah.
Friday when I prepare all these you know, meals, love seat for the, you know, send off, because I promise I will make a 生煎包, 60 to 70 of them. But I was preparing the dinner, and I said, Lord, how can I experience this, you know, if this is in the resurrection or not?
Right.
So the Lord right there bring me to a turn. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, I pray for Wednesday, or I just continue to pray, and I'm full of joy. And right there, I just tell the Lord, there's another thing. If a certain thought is not in resurrection, stop thinking of it.
Yes.
Just turn. And think, like, you know, oh, praise the Lord, we have the ministry of so rich. We have the Word of God. Dive into it. And those words will shine to us.
Amen.
And will remind us, will lead us and turn us. So that's the way we run during our daily life to experience how this goal we're going to run for it.
Amen.
Thanks, Paul and Emily, to be with us for the past 2.5 years.
Amen.
We'll miss them, but we are in the body, run this race together.
Amen.
Brother, sister, do you have any sharing?
Yeah, here we go. Honestly, the last few days, I feel like I'm really running a race with but, you know, it can be very much the same way. I mean, each day we're packing up, we're going through, we're using our energy, we get tired, you know, it's like running a race, you know, each day we need to go to sleep, we need to be renewed, you know, it's saving the spiritual life. I mean, as we are running this race together, as Sister said, we are running this individually, each one of us is running this race, but we need to be energized, we need to continually eat and drink of the Lord and supply one another.
Yes.
Because if I'm losing that supply, I'm losing that energy, you can supply me, and hopefully, you know, I can do the same for you as well.
Amen.
So, you know, that's the corporate portion of the
Amen.
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 So, you know, we you know, all I can say is Emily and I, and Emily can speak for herself, she likes, but I mean, this has just been such a rich experience here in Piscataway. You know, this really was, you know, I started in Richmond, Virginia, but, you know, I really grew more with the Lord here in Piscataway. And, you know, I love each and every one of you.
Praise the Lord.
I know we've already, we probably fellowshiped with most of you already. Some of you we have not. But, you know, it really has meant the world to us. And, you know, we will continue to pursue the Lord and speak the truth as we travel on to Florida.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I just, no any preparation, but I just want to say, we just want to obey him all. We just want to enjoy my King.
Amen.
Just, we do anything, we just be happened by law. I just feel the law just happened to us. Yeah, all the thing is very smoothly in the last 3.5 months. Yeah, so thank you. Just feel thank you. The last 3 years we in this gathering, we're very, very sweet of church life here.
Amen.
Thank you, all the sharing one and brother and sister, and support us, encourage us.
Amen.
I just know how to feel thankful. Yeah.
Amen.
We just,
amen.
Just feel Jesus is our head, and we're in the body.
Right.
We're just in the body. Wherever we go, we just go with us to go.
Amen.
Amen. We have you at peaceful. We, even though we're very missed here, we learn New Jersey. But a lot of we share because Paul's help and reduce the challenge. But I still have peaceful, just move on. We still contribution our home to the local church.
Amen.
You all to be done. So we definitely have same spirit. Just last Friday, we just in 6 years home, and then I'm broadening this home with this day. Before that, we just have one verse that very touched us, and that time I share first, but actually later Paul shared later, but we share the same verses. Just touch us. Actually, we both have the same spirit. It's the very before and very before and was the 6-7. So it's very, very touch us during this time, because everything we need just pay to the Lord. We
need to
find him. He just will in us. Among us. Yeah, we do anything cannot without him. Even though we try to ask the Shia sell to China the condo and buy and bought the house in Florida and rental New Jersey the house. It's a very, very tough thing. But Lord just make it happen. I just thank you and very, very feel enjoyment in him. And I love him.
Amen. Amen. Just say Philippians 4:6-7 is, and nothing be anxious, but everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Let your requests be known to God.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 I just
want to
say goodbye to Brother Paul
and
Sister Emily. Is one parting word is, don't let go of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, over the past 30-35 years, there have been a lot of spiritual rebellion in the Lord's recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And even our entire church was left in the Lord's recovery.
Right.
Because of the elder.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, there was one family that was preserved. And I asked the family, because I was very close with the family, how did you know something was wrong? And the same verse in Psalms, when I went into the sanctuary, I became clean.
Right.
They went to the Anaheim training, and they became clean.
Amen.
Something was wrong.
Amen.
And they bought a house specifically across the meeting hall, so that they could, the rest of their life, they could serve the Lord to take care of the meeting. So when the rebellion happened and the elder led the rebellion with the leading brothers in that local church, it's a big church, they were right across. And they didn't go to the meeting. They became clear. They didn't go. And they felt so much persecution. The sister told me, I mean, you don't even know how much we suffering, we suffer. Because the saints would walk by our house and look at us and give us a filthy look. The whole church was taken out of order. So saints, I remind you, hold on to the ministry.
Amen.
And I want to tell about Paul and Sister Emily, because they started on beautifully by coming to the training, is come to the training.
Amen.
Make time to hang on to the ministry and keep coming into.
Amen.
No matter what happens, because you have to be saints, the Bible is God's word.
Right.
And God says here in this word, Satan will shake and fight against the church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So as the Lord's coming is appearing, his footsteps are getting closer and closer to Ukraine, Europe, and Israel now, the fight is going to be even more. So your individual fight will be higher. You will be shaken in any way. I don't know, since each one have our own situation. And the corporate church will be shaken. So anything that Satan can shake out, he will shake out.
Amen.
And not only Satan, but it says here also God will test the church. And man will test the church. So saints, and I do want to just because of this, I still pray with Shanghai, with the foreign saints there, but through Zoom, and they're very connected with Anaheim, and said that Brother Ron Kangas just recently shared a word about Israel, and he had he fell, and so he's now more bound. He cannot travel anymore all over the earth because he used to travel. He still travels right into now. And this is a word Brother Ron Kang has read just like last week. And some saints have a video and it's circulating. They said, well, Brother Ron Kang has said, my burden today now is Europe. And he said, tell the saints when they pray for Israel, pray that the Lord will use this conflict to reclaim the mount, you know, the temple mount. The mount is spelled M-O-U-N-T. When you Google it, it will tell you Temple Mount is the place where Solomon built the temple. So this is the place that God chose, Jehovah chose, is the Mount Moriah, where Abraham sacrificed Isaac. That's where God chose for the temple to be built. So Ron Kang is a burden for whole recovery in the U.S. Pray the Lord will reclaim Mount, the Temple Mount, for the rebuilding of the temple. First was the formation of Israel. Now the rebuilding of the temple. That is when the Lord can return. So this through this conflict that the Temple Mount will be reclaimed. We don't know how, saints. Only the Lord knows.
Right.
But pray for this. Pray for this in your small group meeting. The Lord will be able to reclaim the Temple Mount in this conflict. And the second, the third thing is the brothers have heard. And this may be true, this may not be true. But suddenly, you know, the Antichrist will rise in Europe. And someone has risen in Greece. And this politician is very young. But he came out of nowhere. And he's very smart. And so this could be, if I went back to read Revelation very carefully, and the Antichrist will come out of the countries, European countries, right around the Mediterranean Sea. So it fits. So the brothers shared that if this is the Antichrist, this is time. So I just want to share that.
Amen. So saints, we truly need to pray for the Lord, for his move on the earth. We know that we all wanted to pray for Lord's coming back. And the Lord is in sovereignty, right? So with all the world situation. But we also pray for each other. Pray for really the body to be built up.
Amen.
Pray for the bride to be prepared.
Amen.
This is really the, right, for the Lord's coming back, right? All these conditions has to meet. So I feel like today, this week's message really gave us this goal, right? I mean, the last point, right? It was talking about, this is so, remind me what's your, this is a necessity, right? Yes. This is a necessity for the Lord to come back.
Amen.
We need to, for his recovery to first, right, to see this our resurrection. And when, and then we need to, every one of us need to set a goal for our life. So I just feel like even our spiritual life, our ways of pursuing the Lord, our ways to pray We all need to be in this our resurrection. We need to be in this resurrection and reach the our resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe we can have some prayer. I think, I don't know if we still have time for, I don't know how you brothers, you want to have a conclusion or just pray?
Yeah. I'll be very quick.
Amen.
I echo with all the saints sharing. I think the Lord truly wants to come back.
Amen.
And even in this week's message, I think our fellowship, at least when we were preparing, it's just that, you know, the Lord wishes to come back.
Amen.
And for that, yes, He needs to arrange all the environment, the outward environment. But yes, He needs to gain the overcomers. And today, we had the opportunity to answer this call. Especially in the book of Philippians, as we see that we need to be those who are aspiring to enter into this our resurrection.
Amen.
And practically speaking, I think as it was brought out throughout the week, saints, actually, it doesn't matter what our age is. You know, some of us, we might be older. We have a lot of experiences in the church life. Some of us think ourselves as older saints, you know. But regardless of our situation, I appreciate in this week, saints, Paul, he's our pattern.
Amen.
He has gained so much, right? To us, he's the mature one. But still, he wishes to forget the things which are behind.
Amen.
We forget, not just forget, but we pursue.
Amen.
We go forward to pursue for this goal.
Amen.
So that we may gain the prize.
Amen.
So that we can learn to not live our natural life, but live in the, to believe in the our resurrection.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So I think we'll just pray.
Amen. How about we just pray a really short prayer, maybe one sentence?
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. Amen. Especially for the saints who you don't have opportunity to share. Yeah. Let's just exercise our spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Jesus. Amen.
Oh, make this our goal this week.
Amen.
To enjoy you fully.
Amen.
To experience you fully.
Amen.
Oh, we'd like to have this clear goal, clear aim.
Amen.
To run in this way.
Amen. All right, make this our goal.
Amen.
Reach the our resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for this course.
Amen.
Oh, we like to buffet our body.
Amen.
Oh, we like to redeem the time.
Amen.
Pay the price to buy the oil.
Amen.
Oh, saturate us.
Amen.
Amen. Turn away to Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And live Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, do come back, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, do return, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's inspired to pursue you every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We also pray for Paul and Emily, right? Their church life. And we'll maybe we'll visit you, but we would like to also see you in Anaheim. Amen.
We'll come again.
Amen.
Yes.